Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Anna Daly in for Andrea today. Delighted to be here. Now, apparently, we only wear a third of our clothes in our wardrobe. Are you surprised by that? Well, here to tell us how to make the most of it out of our wardrobes is stylist Mandy Marr and owner of Organised Chaos, Sarah Reynolds. Good afternoon to both of you. Mandy, I'm going to come to you first. Hello, Mandy from Galway. How are you?
Anna, hello. I'm actually coming live from the Connaught Hotel in Galway because we've no power.
Oh, my goodness.
So absolutely no access to phones and everything else. But listen, we're all alive and we're doing good, which is the main thing.
I know you live in a more remote area of Galway, so you've made your way into the city, into a hotel who are accommodating you. Is that right?
Absolutely. They've been amazing to us here. They've even allowed me to have a shower here today.
Ah, that's brilliant.
How bad it's been. But listen, it's great and people are great to rally around and help out each other because we really got a huge hammering. But as I said, it could be a lot worse than
that. Yeah, acts of soundness is what I'm calling them. You know, hotels and, you know, establishments
for sure.
Around the country just doing
for sure.
Sound things for people.
Mandy,
absolutely. Back to topic. Why do we wear so few of our clothes? This completely rings home to me, by the way, so I'm not surprised by it, but I have a sense of guilt even reading it, as lots of our listeners will.
I think people are probably, I don't know whether I'd use even the word shopaholic, but they really don't sit back and look and see what's actually in their wardrobe and how they could make so many outfits by what they actually have in their wardrobe. So therefore, we just keep buying. I think prices are a huge part of it as well. And I think because so many clothes are so affordable now as well, people are inclined to, oh, so I'll just buy it, it's only this. And then they're bulking up their wardrobe and then decide then they don't wear it anymore.
Yes, or we're following an influencer or a stylist like yourself and it looks fabulous on you, but it might not work for our wardrobe or our style.
Absolutely. And I think as a stylist, Anna, I think it's the biggest mistake that a lot of people make when it actually comes to dressing is because they're dressing for what sometimes can be in fashion instead of actually sitting back and looking at their own body shape and what actually works for them and what will make them look super stylish and beautiful at the same time and then buying clothes that are absolutely completely wrong. And that, and then people then buy it, they leave it in the wardrobe because they know it doesn't suit them.
Yeah. It's so true. You stylists all talk about a capsule wardrobe, and I think we're all trying to achieve that. But just give us a sense of what that should look like.
Definitely for me, if somebody said, right, I'm doing a full clear out and I want a really, really good capsule wardrobe, for me is your blazers. I think you should have a blazer in every single colour, black, navy, beige, without a shadow of a doubt, because you'll never go wrong with them for day or night.
Mm.
Definitely good, like wardrobe staples, like your good classical white shirts, a good pair of black trousers, beige trousers, a good pair of denim jeans. They always look well and smart. And that's your capsule. And definitely a really good black dress is another thing I would also say as well in your wardrobe. And from there, you'll build and you'll mix and match because that's exactly what it's all about. Particularly nowadays, it's huge at the moment is being able to mix and match your pieces you already have.
Yeah, outfits that will take you anywhere, as my mum always says. Have your fallback dresses ready to go.
I love your mum. She's so right.
It's so true, isn't it? Rather than worrying about, I've worn that before, although I think we're past that now. I think we celebrate
Absolutely. Rewearing
and recycling and repurposing and all that kind of stuff. Let me bring in Sarah, who's in studio with us. Where do we start? Because Sarah, it's a bit intimidating sometimes looking at the squash, and I'm speaking from first-hand experience here. We open it, it's just all too much. It's all too cluttered. We all have too much stuff, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The level of consumption, as Mandy was saying there, particularly around clothes, is huge at the moment. And so when you open the wardrobe, you literally cannot see what you own. And so therefore, you're just going for the easy thing, whatever is the closest to hand, whatever is not going to topple over from the shelf. And so that's why you're ending up wearing just, you know, the one third or the 20% of your wardrobe, because the rest of the wardrobe is just stuffed, causing you stress, causing you anxiety. And you just, you know, you go for what's to hand.
You're so right. And that sounds so familiar to me. So what kind of tricks? And I mean, you're going into people's homes and reorganizing things for them. But for listeners who can't necessarily have you turn up at their house, what hints or tips would you give them to try and put a bit of structure on their own bedroom and their own wardrobe?
So I think when it comes to the wardrobe, especially if you've got a huge amount of clothes, what I would do is I'd go category by category. So for example, maybe look at all your coats first. And can you dedicate one area, maybe one wardrobe for all your coats, and then look at all your jeans, and then look at all your t-shirts, rather than trying to tackle the entire wardrobe in one go. First of all, it's going to take absolutely ages to do, and you're going to get interrupted by kids or, you know, work or whatever. So it really is, if you can break it down and just go category by category, the different types of clothing that you have in the wardrobe, that might make it a bit more manageable.
Okay, so rather than having outfits almost ready to go, you're saying separate them like a department store would.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's for the decluttering part of it.
Okay.
But then when you get down, when you whittle down and you decide, okay, these are the jeans that I want to keep, these are the shirts that I want to keep, then you could go and you could make your outfits. So you can either organize your clothes by type of clothing, or you could do it by outfit.
Okay. Mandy, can I ask you, you're still on the line with us, Mandy, are you?
I am indeed. Yeah. Yes, Anna.
I wonder, are there other people, and you see it going into organized people's wardrobes as well as a stylist, are there people like me who are saving their jeans for when they fit into them again?
Anna, if that's the case, you need Sarah and I to come and visit your house.
Come on, I'm not the only one, Mandy.
I'm loving Sarah because she's so right. But you know what I believe? I believe everybody should do a clear out at least twice a year. And you need to be ruthless. That's the truth. People do have this thing about holding things that they might fit into them again or you might wear. Get rid of it. If you don't wear it, don't keep it. That would be my complete attitude on clothes. And you need to do that twice a year. Because, as I said, if there's pieces in your wardrobe you're not wearing, you don't need to keep them. So, and don't feel about having to get fit back into them again, because that doesn't work either.
You think it's too much
and
pressure?
And they only go out of style anyway. So I think it's absolutely crazy. But I love the idea, as Sarah says, like going through piece by piece, putting all your coats together, putting all your shirts together. It makes it so much easier. And therefore, then when you're picking pieces of knowing what you're to wear, always be prepared the night before. Know what you're going to wear the following day. Leave out your clothes and have everything ready to go, so you know you're just grabbing and going and that's it. You're not wasting half a morning about what you're even going to put on you the next day, if that makes sense. Or
you
that
see,
morning.
I think that's a great tip. Organise your outfit the night before. And
100%.
Yeah.
I have my wardrobe organised now. This is actually telling you in the middle of all this, probably because we've had no wife or anything else to do. But I actually have my wardrobe organised for the full week on a rail. I have a rail with every single outfit
that's
for
so
every
organized.
Day that I'm going to wear up until next Sunday.
You're such a show off, Mandy.
I know it's awful. No, it's not really. But Anna, seriously.
With the days of the week labelled on them.
A couple of months ago. No, there's definitely not. But like, honestly, do you know, I just think that's the biggest problem people have. And Sarah knows this because she's doing it every day of the week. It's people are inclined to hold things thinking they'll wear them again. If you don't wear them, you just have to be that little bit ruthless and say, do you know what? I'm never going to wear this again. Let's give it to somebody that may wear it.
I know, you're absolutely right. Can I come back to you on the coat, Sarah? Mm-hmm. I've actually given coats away to charities, right? Local mm-hmm. charity shops, and then gone looking for them. So in my head, right. I'm like, that coat will work really well with that outfit. And then I go to look for it and I realise, oh my God, I gave it away. Yeah. So, you know, those moments are annoying.
They are. And like, I mean, look, that is the risk that you take when you do a bit of declutter, no matter what the item is. There is going to be that risk that will I need this again? And what if? But that whole what if mentality makes us hold on to things for so much longer than we need to. And so, you do have to. You have to make decisions on what you're keeping for the life you're currently living, for what's happening right now. So holding on to clothes in case you fit into them again, that's making decisions for a future you, and we don't know what's going to happen there. So it's better to make decisions on what suits you right now. And yes, okay, you might come across the coat that you wish you hadn't given away, but in my experience, that is more on the rare occasion that happens.
I agree. And you can buy it back from the charity shop and feel good about that too. Where should we be giving our clothes or selling our clothes? What's the process in your clients' experience?
Yeah, well, for clothes, I mean, you know, places like Vision Ireland and Oxfam and that are all fantastic to give your St. Vincent de Paul to donate your clothes to, especially, you know, at this time of year now, you know, maybe towards spring, if you're starting to think about it, what did you not wear this winter? And this is a great time of year to be donating the clothes to. And then there are, of course, a Depop on that where you can sell online as well.
Brilliant. Mandy, repurposing, recycling, we're getting really good at it, in fairness, aren't we?
We absolutely are. We really are. And this is the whole thing about the basic wardrobes as well, Anna, is that when you have those basic wardrobes, they'll never go out of fashion, ever. You'll always have them, and particularly if you invest in quality pieces, because that's also something people should remember. If you want it to last, you possibly will spend a little bit more to get a better quality outfit. And so that's the one thing I would say is about recycling, rejigging, knowing what is actually there and what you can mix and match. It's amazing how you can put outfits together out of only a couple of pieces.
When you do that clear out that both of you are suggesting every 6 months, you can actually see where the gaps are then. But Depop
sure
and
can.
Vinted has landed in Ireland now as well.
Yes.
I mean, they're great resources for selling or buying, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. However, I would say with selling, I would give yourself a bit of a time limit on it. So if the item hasn't sold within a month, then maybe take another look at it. Otherwise, it's just another item that's hanging around your house.
Very true. Yeah. So be ruthless. Let the price reduce and get rid of it.
Yeah.
Move it on.
It needs to move on. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Any other tips, Mandy, before we let you go?
Absolutely not. But the best tip I could give as a stylist is that it's not always about what's in fashion. It's about dressing to how you feel $1 million and choosing clothes that actually suit your size. That's the best tip I could ever give as a stylist.
Brilliant. Great tips. Mandy Marr made her way to a Galway hotel to talk to us today. Thanks very much, Mandy. And Sarah Reynolds, owner of Organised Chaos. Thank you very much to both of you for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.